You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sharon Savariego, the CEO of Mobilize, a large group communication tool. Sharon, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. It's great being here.
Yeah, good to have you out today. So for those tuning in who might not be familiar with your journey at Mobilize, tell us what inspired you to start the company.
It's actually a funny mix of my background. I started as a political and social activist, ran and managed many delegations, managed large groups of volunteers, and saw from the field, from the ground, how challenging is it when you need to organize and communicate and bring together a large group of people. But I also saw the impact and the power of it. And later on, I joined some tech companies, and these tech companies were also very much community-driven. There were crowdsourcing companies, what's called today shared economy companies, and these companies also relied on the big community of people. And there as well, I saw how important it is to manage a community, but how very few tools there are out there to help you run a community. And that's what inspired me to start Mobilize, to build an all-in-one solution for community managers so that they can bring their members into one online space, allow them to get to know each other, to have discussions, together with empowering the community managers by giving them a full community relationship management solution, so database and registration forms, and all of the communication tools they need to email them, text message them, et cetera, so they can, you can really organize and communicate with a large group of people. It doesn't matter if it's 50 people or 50,000. It's easy to bring your community together and organize them into action.
Awesome stuff there. Well done. Now, tell us, when companies are working with large communities, why is it taking action such a big piece of the puzzle?
So if you think about some of our customers today, the United Nations, which is a governmental office, obviously, and Microsoft, which is very much a corporate, the most corporate it could get, both of them rely heavily on their communities. So Microsoft is running an accelerator program for entrepreneurs. They want to give back to the community by empowering entrepreneurs all over the world. And that community, if they can truly bring that community together online and mobilize them into action, into joining different events, into helping each other, taking mentoring session with their experts, then they know that they are really empowering these communities. In the same way, if you think about a lot of our communities that are running professional networks like the United Nations, or a lot of smaller ones like Adult Bliss and Gaming Insider, which is a gaming community. Eventually, it's like a community for gaming developers and designers. When they think about their communities and what they can bring to these people, they don't want that to be just a title. Oh, I have this professional community I'm part of, or this association. They really want to provide them value. And in order to do that, there is a lot of work behind the scenes. So there is the work of really getting to know who are all the people inside the community and introducing them to one another and giving them a platform to get to know each other. There is a lot of work in inviting them and making sure that they go to events, a lot of work in terms of building and moderating discussions, making sure that they help and support each other. And in all of that, there is even like the next step of making sure that network grows as itself. If you think about alumni networks like the Harvard Business School, they don't usually have only one location. They have multiple locations in different cities. You need to mobilize the different members that are kind of like aspiring maybe to be chapter leaders or regional leaders, you need to take that to harness that leadership skill that they have and to make sure that you mobilize them into building their chapter, into leading more people. And because of that, you need really, again, you need to know who are the people to see the database, the profiles, all of their skills. And you also need the communication tools. You need to be able to send them mass email and know who opened what and who took an action or voted on something that you wanted their opinion on. And then you want to continue communicating with them, to continue organizing them. So it's a lot of work around the clock. And we try to facilitate that and make it super easy by giving one solution that covers it all.
Maintaining a healthy culture within a massive community is difficult and tough. How does Mobilize help brands accomplish this feat?
Yeah, well, we believe that it's all about the different touch points that you have with your members. So, for example, it's setting the tone right when you start a community. So making sure that when a member joins the community, they have a welcome post, they see a post and explanation guiding them on what this community is all about, what they would get, what they need to give, because community is all about reciprocal and mutual giving. And then after you set the expectations right, you need to also ask for the right information. You need to know that that member is willing to share where do they reside. How do they want to help other members within the community? What else do they need? What are their expertise? You want to make sure that also, in order to set the culture of giving, you need to make sure that you are setting the expectation, but also asking for the right information so that giving would actually happen. And then on the ongoing daily basis, we always recommend and help community members and managers to start discussions, to have routines of doing, for example, the opening post of the week saying thank you and welcome to everyone new, or sharing your weekly win so everyone will have a space to communicate and share their win and celebrate it. So there are routines, and we help that by providing a lot of easy tools to organize. And so, for example, when you just start a community, we have the entire automation of the registration form, so you can ask them all the information that you want. There is membership automated email so that they start getting kind of like a drip campaign of, okay, what does it mean to join this community? What are you expected to do next? We encourage the members to start meeting each other. There is a member directory that already helps them find each other. And then we help the manager by giving them templates and ideas and giving them the space to post these weekly or daily posts that encourage the community to have discussions.
Today we are joined by Sharon Sarviego, the CEO of Mobilize, a large group communication tool here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sharon, what would you tell professional communities that are reluctant to employ a service like Mobilize?
Well, I would really recommend that they first of all look at their business goals. What do they want to achieve? Do they want to grow their sales, grow their reach and awareness to their product, to their company? Do they want to get feedback on their product and services, create maybe a brand awareness campaign? Whatever their business goal is, there is a tribe out there that would be happy to partner with them. And if it's really driven by the will to create that community, to provide the service to the people that want it the most, then community is the best way to build a product, to resell it, to create brand awareness and marketing. There is a community out there for any business goal that you have. There's brand ambassador programs, developer programs, beta testing programs, early adopter programs, affiliate and partnership programs. All of these programs are basically communities. There are communities of people that love what you do, and you need to find those people that love what you do or at least believe in your mission and vision and want to help you achieve it, because if you achieve your goals, they will benefit from that too. And then once you figure out what is this community out there that you want to empower, or those individuals that have the same goals, then you need to start harnessing and building the community. We've seen immense success in every community that started on Mobilize and what they were able to attain for their business. And also, if they're a bit scared about what does it mean to build a community or to get started, that's also part of our services. We don't just provide you the software to do it all. We also guide you, and we have success and strategy sessions, and we help them implement it and think about how to be the best community leader that you can be, even if you never led a community before, because we truly believe that anyone can be a leader, and it's our mission to empower you.
Good stuff there. And what does the future of member communications look like from your perspective, and any predictions for next year in 2018?
Oh, yes. It's my favorite question, because I think that it's part of our design process. We were thinking about what would really make members connect with one another and engage within your community. There are a lot of communication tools out there, right, from Telegram to WhatsApp, WeChat, Facebook, obviously, so many tools out there. But all of these tools require your member to either connect with you on a personal level on your Facebook, which you don't always want to be connected on your Facebook, or it requires you to be only on one tool and communicate in a very one-directional way, like a WhatsApp message, a chat. And it also requires you to log in sometimes to tools that you might not daily log into. So what we've built and what we design and what I believe is the future of communication is multi-channel, multi-layered communication. So from Mobilize, you can send text messages, you can send emails, you can start a chat online, and members can engage with you in whatever way they want. They can download the mobile app and be part of that. They can log into the web platform, or they can just reply to you from their email or text message. That really creates full engagement. So you make sure that no matter what type of member you have, what age type or how technology savvy they are, you're able to mobilize them to participate and engage in your community. And that's where I believe that communication, the future of communication is going. As we call it, radical inclusiveness. You want to include all of your members. You want to give all of your members a way to participate and engage. You don't want to force them to log into any platform or use one specific channel or another. And that's what we do.
Sharon, it certainly has been great to have had you. Really appreciate what you're doing in the space. Also, introducing Mobilize to our audience, I'd like to get your input on a couple of things before you go. What's your biggest piece of advice in conclusion for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
Oh, sure. Thank you also, Eric, for having me. It's really great. The first thing I would say to any entrepreneur or any new business owner is find a professional network, find an accelerator, find a community you can join. I, as an entrepreneur, participated in at least 4 different programs and accelerators. There are a lot of professional networks and incubators out there. You would find there like-minded people. They're going through the same process as you are. You will find their experts and managers that want to empower you. You will find their mentors that are part of that network that will give you the right advice and will open doors for you for funding or just marketing efforts or sales. So that's the first thing I would advise any entrepreneur. Just find a community you can join that will empower you, support you, and open doors for you.
And I'd say that's some very sound advice, and thanks for that, those tips there. Tell our listeners where they can get further information about Mobilize and how they could be in touch if they needed to.
Well, we're available on mobilize.io. They can get started. We have a free tier, so they can get started and start in groups and communities. It's really easy to get started. In less than 10 minutes, you can have your community running. You can have your mailing list and members all there. In terms of finding us also on social media, we are on Mobilize.io on Twitter and on Facebook. We share as much as we can about best practices to run and organize in your community. To we also share inspirational tips and best practices, so to make sure that you keep on running and you have all the strength and inspiration you need. So visit us at mobilize.io and get started as quickly as you want.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Sharon, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric, for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
We have been speaking with Sharon Sarvallego, the CEO of Mobilize, a large group communication tool. And once again, for all the details, visit mobilize.io. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.